It's me, Birdie, the conductor of the story train. I'm the one that wears a green baseball cap with a little white birdie on the front and my favorite overalls. All aboard the story train. Find a comfy seat. We're about to leave the station, and you know what that means. We're going someplace new. One whistle, we're on our way. I wonder where Story Train will lead us this time. We're entering the Rainbow Tunnel. Hold on, everyone. It's off to far, far away. This is so exciting. Just on the other side of the short Rainbow Tunnel lies our destination. That was quick. We're already at the end of the tunnel. Oh, I know this place. It's a castle, filled with beautiful things. Vases lined with gold stand tall in the hallways, and the carpets are a deep red with green trimming. If you look out the window from the main hall, you can see a stunning, perfectly manicured garden fit for a king and queen. Which, of course, it is, because this is where a king and queen live with their son, the prince. But all of this finery does not make the prince happy. Let's find out why not, shall we? Today's story is called The Princess and the Pea. There was once a prince who lived surrounded by great finery with doting parents and even a trusty dog who would play ball with him for hours and romp about the castle grounds endlessly. Woof woof! But even though this was a very lucky prince indeed, he was quite mopey. He would mope in the morning when he got up. He would mope in the afternoon while sipping tea and eating colorful cakes filled with cream and jams. He would even mope when the court jesters were entertaining him at supper. No matter what this prince was doing or how hard his royal parents tried to make him happy, the mopey prince was miserable. This was because all the prince wanted to do was marry a princess. He wanted a companion, someone to start his own family with. The queen and king were very happy for the prince to find a wife, and they were quite open-minded about courtship.
"Find someone who makes you laugh," said the king.
"Find someone who appreciates nature," urged the queen. The prince told his parents that all of that was nice and well for advice, but that whoever he married must be a real princess. And as princesses are in fairly short supply, that narrowed down his options for a bride considerably. So the prince traveled all around the world, searching for a princess who could make him laugh, who loved nature, and would be his perfect companion. But the prince simply couldn't find the right bride for him. You see, all of the bona fide, real princesses had issues that he couldn't see past. One of the princesses would only ever eat potatoes, and another one told him she liked him well enough, but that she really only wanted to marry someone who always wore a funny tie. The prince thought that was ridiculous. And on the flip side, there were plenty of nice girls who said they were princesses, but the prince was suspicious. One girl seemed absolutely perfect. She made him laugh with a whoopee cushion and knew the name of every flower in the forest. But when he asked to meet her royal parents to ask for her hand in marriage, she admitted that she wasn't actually a princess, just that she'd once played a princess role in a play. So, feeling very sad, the prince gave up searching for his perfect princess and returned home to his castle to continue his full-time moping routine. The king and queen and even the prince's dog were beside themselves. They had so hoped that the prince would come home with a lively wife to bring joy back to him and the palace. But if anything, the prince's trip had made him mopier than ever, and the castle corridors echoed with the sounds of him shuffling through the halls, feeling sorry for himself. One evening, a terrible storm came. It thundered and lightninged, and the rain poured down. Indeed, it was quite fearful. In the midst of this terrible storm, there was a knock at the castle door, and the old king went out to open it. A beautiful girl stood outside, shivering in the pouring rain. "Hello," she said through chattering teeth. "I am a princess from a neighboring town. On my way back to my castle from visiting a friend in your village, I was surprised by this terrible storm. Now I'm cold and tired, and hoping that you will let me stay in your castle tonight until the storm passes and I can get back home." The king looked at the girl skeptically. Oh dear, what a state she was in from the rain and bad weather. The water dropped from her hair and clothes. It ran in at the tips of her shoes and out at the heels. Yet she insisted that despite her appearance, she was indeed a real princess. So the king let her in and sat her in the drawing room while he went to tell the queen. Very well, thought the queen once the king had found her. Maybe this girl's visit is a gift. Maybe she is a real princess and the perfect companion for our dear son. We shall presently see. And with that, the queen said nothing, but went into one of the castle's many bedrooms, took off all the bedding, then laid a pea under the mattress. Having done this, she took 20 more mattresses and laid them upon the pea. "Your room is ready for you, princess," the queen announced. And so the princess lay upon this bed all night long. In the morning, she was asked by the queen how she had slept. "Oh, most miserably," the girl said. "I scarcely closed my eyes the whole night through. I cannot imagine what in the world was in the bed. I lay upon something so hard that I am quite black and blue all over. Oh, it is dreadful." It was now clear that she was a real princess, since through 21 mattresses she had felt the single pea. "No one but a real princess could have such delicate feeling," declared the queen. The queen and king introduced the princess to their son without further delay. The prince fell in love with her instantly, as the princess was funny, with a great love of nature, and was never dull or unkind. The prince took her for his wife after wooing her for many months, for he knew that in her he had found a true princess and, more importantly, a best friend. He was never mopey again, and the castle was once more a joyous place. The king and queen rejoiced, and the prince's dog quickly took to the princess as well, spending hours upon hours with her in the palace gardens. And naturally, the pea was preserved in the castle's cabinet of curiosities, where it is still to be seen to this very day, unless someone has stolen it. It's time for us to head back to Pflugerville. Here comes the Rainbow Tunnel. Come back and see me again. You never know where the story train will take us. And if you like stories, search for Go Kid Go wherever you listen, and you'll find lots of great adventures. See you next time.
Go Kid Go.